It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Today we're going to be hearing about a number of topics from representatives from the Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller's Office. We have Debbie Bautista, who is the Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller, as well as the Assistant County Clerk, Robbie Bergstrom. So thank you so much for both coming in today.
Thanks, BJ. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
We're going to talk about a number of things, such as changes to the voting system, as well as the county budget a little bit as well. But first off, Debbie Bautista, how long have you been serving as the county's Clerk and Auditor Controller?
I was appointed in 2005 and ran for the next three terms, but I've worked for the County of Tuolumne on September 26th. It will be 29 years.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You know, when you decided to run for the position, how did that all come about?
I was the Assistant Auditor Controller, and I thought that I really didn't want another boss, and so I decided that I would run for the office, but first the County Clerk Auditor Controller Tim Johnson left in the middle of his term, or the last year of his term. So the Board of Supervisors appointed me in 2005, and I ran for the very first time in 2006.
So what are the various different things that your office oversees?
Well, when somebody asked me, what does the County Clerk and Auditor Controller do? I will tell them that I could help them get their passport, I could register them to vote, and I could actually perform their marriage ceremony, or I could write them a check. Which one would they like? And almost all of them say write the check. So from the county clerk side is the commissioner of marriages, the register of voters, but on the auditor side, I am the fiscal officer for the County of Tuolumne, so anything financial goes through my office. We write all the checks, we record all the revenue, we prepare all the financial statements, we send out statements to all of the departments so they can look and see how well they're doing with their budget. We have outside districts, like some fire districts, sewer districts, that we are their actual auditor controller, and we keep their books.
So you wear a lot of hats.
I definitely wear a lot of hats.
And Robbie Bergstrom, how long have you been with the county?
I've been with Tuolumne County for 4 years. Well, in November, it'll be 4 years. Prior to that, I was in Fresno, where I worked in elections as well.
Very good. Well, first thing I want to ask about is changes to the election system, and there are going to be some changes coming up. So, Debbie Bautista, can you give us kind of a little bit of a preview of things that people should know?
Sure. We are going to adopt the voters' choice model for the March 2020 election. The changes for that will be that currently about 80% of our voters vote by mail. With this model, every single voter, all 32,000 of them, will receive a vote-by-mail ballot. They can vote on that ballot, mail it in. We also are going to have drop-off centers, which they could drop off their ballots at. We're going to have vote centers instead of polling places. We will have 5 vote centers. Some of them will be opened up 10 days before the election, plus Election Day, and the others will be open 4 days before the Election Day and the Election Day. Anybody can go to any vote center and vote there, and they will be given the proper ballot that pertains to them. In the past, if somebody lived in Strawberry but went to the Sonora Library to vote, they would be given a ballot that would not have had probably all the races on it that they were eligible to vote on, and probably had a couple races they weren't eligible to vote on, and we would have to duplicate that ballot and only allow them to vote on the races that pertain to them. And this takes a lot of time. And so this new model, all the vote centers will have every single ballot type. And when a voter comes in, they will be looked up and they will be given the ballot that pertains to them. And they will be able to vote right then on all the races, contests that they're eligible to vote for. They can also come, like our office has always been in early voting. We will be open 29 days before the election. They can always come into 2 South Green Street, just like in the past, and vote there. But with the vote centers, they'll be open longer, more days, and voters can now choose how they want to vote.
So these new vote centers, will these be staffed by volunteers or are they staff members for the county?
They're going to be relief employees for the county of Tuolumne because of the number of hours that they have to put in. So before, we would have volunteers who would volunteer to work only election day. But as you can tell, in some of these, we're going to need people who could work the vote center, the 11 days of the vote center, but they're also going to have to be trained. So we're looking at 2 weeks to 3 weeks that these people would work as relief employees for the county of Tuolumne.
These vote centers is something where, as if somebody lived in District 1 and they moved to District 2, they could go to that vote center and change on the spot?
They could go to any of the vote centers and change on the spot.
We're talking about some election changes coming up on this weekend's Motherlode Views. And Debbie Bautista, you know, next another thing that I'll ask you about is just in regards to the changes, is this something that all counties are doing or something that Tuolumne County is opting to do?
You have to opt into doing that, and the counties are slowly coming across. There were some counties that opted in quite early. They've opted in 2018. We were going to try and do in 2018. We just didn't have the finance to be able to buy all the new equipment that we would need. You need a ballot on demand equipment so that when somebody walks in and your ballot type number 15, we'd print it right there and hand it to you. But now we will. The state has given some grant money. Now we'll have all the equipment to be able to do that. More and more of the counties are going that way. Some counties are partially, they have some vote centers and they still have some polling places. I think at the last count, I think it's approaching about 20 of the 58 counties in 2020 will have the vote center model that they're going to be using 100%.
Is the overall idea just to make it more convenient for the voter?
Absolutely. It gives the voter more options. And in the long run, certainly not in year number one, but in the long run, the county will actually save money. Instead of having 27 polling places, we'll have 5 vote centers. Instead of mailing out numerous ballots, you know, hopefully the voter will get one ballot and vote from that. We won't have to set up so many of the equipment. There's a lot less equipment that one needs in the long run, because we've kind of modeled this. The state of California modeled this from the state of Colorado, and in the long run, Colorado saved money.
Turn over to Robbie Bergstrom. You know, the primary election next year is going to have a new date than people are traditionally familiar with, too. What can you tell us about the change that was made?
Well, originally when the date was in June, it was felt by many in California that the presidential candidate was already chosen by that election date. So many people in California felt that it should be moved earlier in the year so that they would have more of an influence in choosing that candidate.
So it's going to be the primary election in March and then the general election still in November?
That's correct. Oddly enough, they're both on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So March 3rd and then November 3rd for the general.
You know, what are the steps and kind of the process for local candidates to become a candidate for office?
Well, as of the day we're recording this, September 12th, it's the first day for what's called signatures in lieu. Signatures in lieu are an opportunity for a candidate to receive a petition from us, which they then circulate and get signatures from voters that are eligible to vote for them. So it has to be within their district. And for every signature that they receive, it reduces their filing fee. So then when they come in to file as a candidate on November 12th, because November 11th is a holiday. So November 12th, they then have a lower filing fee that they would have to pay.
Need to take a quick break on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're talking with a pair of guests from the Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller's Office, the Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista, and the Assistant County Clerk Robbie Bergstrom. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on the show, we will be speaking about the serious issue of suicides in Tuolumne County, how big of an issue it is, and what steps are being done to address it, and services available locally. We'll be joined in studio by Bob White from ATCA, Behavioral Health Director Michael Wilson, and Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Kathy Parker. That's next week on Motherlode Views. We'll continue with our second segment of this week's show in just a minute.